Hi, good morning. My name is Sarah Evelyn, and I will be presenting today on understanding the link between water relations and vase life in Anthurium andrenium hort cultivars. Well, the Anthurium is usually called the flamingo flower. It's a perennial herbaceous flower. It has like 1,500 species. However, for the horticultural variety, and the commercial variety, it's a hybridization of two of those groups of the species. It can be terrestrial or epiphytic. It comprises of a spadix, subtended by a spade, carried on a long slendered peduncle. The spadix is an inflorescence, and it's made up of several microscopic, spirally oriented flowers. The spade, it's a modified leaf, it's heart shape, and that's what gives it its attraction. Well, as well as the color, it has variety of colors depending on the cultivars, and it's usually shiny and puckered. And the peduncle is the stem which carries the bloom. So, just to make a distinction, when I speak about bloom, I'm talking about the entire structure, because I can't say flower because the flowers are actually in the spadix. And it'll be, I should repeat the parts of the bloom, because we'd be mentioning them separately in our study. So we have the spadix, the spade, and the peduncle. Anthurium is from the family of the Ericaceae, and it's a very important bloom in the tropical cut flower industry. Flora Holland reported that it had 63 million cut flowers sold in 2012. That may not be so much compared to the other flowers, but for the tropical flower, it's a lot. Anthuriums are very important as well because it has an exceptionally long vase life compared to other flowers. So the purpose of my research. The item doesn't want to come up, but basically, long vase life is important in the industry, and the purpose of my research is that to extend the vase life, or to find the mechanisms which extend the vase life so that my country will be able to export to wider regions and to further destinations as well. So what are the mechanisms that exist? Well, several authors have reported some proposed mechanisms. These are senescence, water potential, as well as osmotic potential, vascular occlusion, transpiration, and water relations. But in this particular presentation, we'll be looking at the last two, which is vascular occlusion and transpiration and water relations. So the main objective of my study is to identify the physiological characteristics that correlate with vase life. And to do so, in this presentation, I'll be looking at some specific objectives. And they are to determine at what point does degradation occur for three cultivars, the relationship between water content of the spade and vase life, whether there's a blockage of water uptake in our peduncle, the patterns in transpirational stream among cultivars, and the differences in water retained in bloom among cultivars. So we have these three cultivars which I use, and I use these three cultivars based on their vase life classification. So the first one, which is pink, that's our spirit, it has a vase life reported at 15 days, and it's classified as a short-lived cultivar, and it's one of the shortest-lived cultivars we have in the species. Success is intermediate, it is red, and it has a vase life of 16 to 19 days. And Honduras is dark red, it has a vase life of 37 to 45 days, and it's reported as a very long vase life cultivar. So my method, I did it in two phases, phase one, which is a destructive harvest, and phase two, which is a non-destructive harvest. So what I did is that I went out into the field and collected blooms of each cultivar, I carried them back to the lab and I recut them underwater at 45 degrees angle, and I placed them in my control room to represent what an indoor control room would look like. And for phase one, I measured bloom degradation index, which I'll speak about in my next slide. And I measured relative water content of the spade, peduncle apex, and peduncle base. And relative water content was calculated via the formula that we see there. And relative water content gives us an idea of the amount of water that's in the bloom relative to the maximum that it can hold. For phase two, I measured bloom degradation index again, water uptake in the bloom and water loss from bloom. So how do we measure bloom degradation index? Well, first of all, we use the necrosis of the spadix to do so, because in 2005, Dr. Eli Bucks recorded that for 87% of the cultivars he used, spadix necrosis was the first sign of degradation. And we use this to measure our degradation in this experiment. So we have two formulas there. For the necrotic spadix, we give it a positive value, and for the green spadix, we give it a negative value. Now, I should mention that for these cultivars, when we cut them, they're initially green, or at least three-quarter green, and the green recedes as time passes. So our formula there says that the length of the entire spadix minus the length of spadix necrosis multiplied by 100, which is our positive value. And if we look at my right, the picture there, we see that 40% of our spadix is necrosis. So what value do we give that? Well, if you're thinking 40%, yes, it is 40%. And for the other formula, we give a negative value, length of the entire spadix minus length of the spadix that is still green multiplied by 100. And if we look at the picture on the left, 30% of the spadix is still green. So therefore, what value would we give that? Well, we'll give that a negative 30% value. Water loss and water uptake, how did we measure that? Well, this is an example here. We measured weight at day 6 minus weight at day 3 divided by 3. So weight at day 6 would be the current sampling day minus the previous sampling day divided by the number of days between each. And water uptake, the weight after top-up, and this is top-up to the original value that we initially filled the cylinders, minus weight before top-up divided by the number of days in between them. So what did we get? Well, we noticed that for bloom degradation index, it would increase over time, and I think that's expected since our blooms are degrading as it is in the phase. And what we noticed, or I should mention, that the pink would represent spirit, the red success, and the dark red or burgundy Honduras. So we'd be using those colors throughout the rest of the slides. So for spirit, degradation occurred at 15 days. This is where the bloom degradation index is zero and the flowers are no longer marketable. For success, it occurred at 18 days. And for Honduras, this occurred at 35 days. Now, what caused this degradation? Well, that's why we look at spade relative water content. And when we looked at spade relative water content, we noticed that it decreased over time. So, and this happened in all three cultivars. So if we place the days at which the degradation occurred, we noticed that at 75% relative water content, approximately all cultivars experienced the start of the end of phase life. Why did this occur? Well, we look at peduncle occlusion, and we notice that in these two graphs, there are really no differences between the water at the top of the peduncle and the bottom of the peduncle. So this suggests that there may not have been a blockage within the peduncle resulting in the water loss in the spate. So what does result in the water loss in the spate? Well, we look at the differences in water uptake and water loss. among the cultivars, and we notice that for spirit, there's a very high water uptake and water loss, and this may actually contribute to the very short phase life in spirit. Success, however, had an intermediate water loss, and their water uptake and water loss decreased as time decreased. However, for Honduras, a long-lived cultivar, our water loss and water uptake kept pace with each other. We also look at the differences in between water loss and water uptake, and we call that water retained. And we notice that spirit had a very large difference in their water uptake and water loss, followed by success, generally followed by Honduras. And this may be the reason why our cultivars vary in their vase life as related to their water balance. However, we would want to study Honduras again to see what it is actually caused that water uptake and that water loss to keep pace with each other. In conclusion, end of vase life occurs at approximately 75% relative water content of the spade. Blockages in the peduncle may not be the main factor in determining our vase life. High water uptake and water loss and the large difference between them may be the source of short vase life in spirit. Honduras can maintain water uptake rates for a longer period of time than success, and water uptake kept pace with water loss. And generally, water loss exceeds water uptake for all cultivars. These are my references. I'd like to acknowledge these people. Any questions, if we have time? Okay, so after the other experiment, which we'll look at Honduras in particular, we do intend to look at vase solutions and see how our cultivars will differ in different vase solutions, because right at this point in time, we just use deionized water. Our control room is usually set at 22 degrees Celsius, 11-hour fluorescent light, and a relative humidity of 75%, which would mimic a normal indoor condition. Well, in America, but in Trinidad, their indoors are a bit hotter. But when we use when we use anthurium flowers, we usually use them in functions, etc., or in air-conditioned indoor spaces. So those conditions would represent the conditions we would use the flower in. Okay.